Hi, I'm Orland, and you're listening to St. Andrew's very own Desert Island Discs on Star. This Saturday is Under Canvas, St. Andrew's own mini festival. And today on the show, I have Polly Mitchell, the director of Under Canvas, Theo, aka DJ Nexus, and Sarah from the Mood Room Collective. Guys, hello.
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 How are you doing?
Good.
Respectively good. That we just listened to was Flying Lotus, Tea Leaf Dancers, featuring Andrea Triana, is
yeah.
that right?
I'm not sure she's featured on that much other stuff, so I'm not sure of the pronunciation, but yeah.
And that was one of your choices, Theo?
Yeah, yeah. Nice mellow one to kick it off.
Nice mellow one.
Yeah. I'm also, as I was putting on there, I was thinking about why it's called Tea Leaf Dancers. I'm not sure what he's getting at there. I don't know if you want to dig into that. I mean, it's the beginning of a conversation.
But it is the beginning of a conversation. Tea Leaf Dancers.
Yeah,
I mean, what could that mean?
Into his marijuana, so I feel like that may well be some sort of, you know.
So it's just a pseudonym for pot or weed, tea leaf.
Potentially. I'm not sure it's any more complex than that.
And he's saying it's a nice track. Polly.
Yes.
Saturday under canvas. How are you feeling about it all?
Good. I'm feeling good. I do have a very large glass of wine, but
you've drunk most of already. in 5 minutes.
The marquee is up. Production is filling stage as we speak. It's happening. I'm really excited. I'm very tired.
It's been months in the making.
So many months.
But
yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. And we have Theo, who is DJing pre-folk band, hence the chill vibes. And then Sarah and Mood Room, who are going to kind of speed it up after the folk band and before Elefino and Fortuna. So I'm super excited.
So for anyone who isn't aware, it's basically a mini festival feel, isn't it?
Yes.
From the makers of Masquerade,
the previous
2 years.
We have significantly rebranded it, and it will be festival-y feel. So we have a really nice lineup, and there will be kind of stuff to do, nice interactive photo booth.
By which you mean powder paint?
with some paint,
maybe.
don't wear no fancy clothes. Wear anything you want to dance in. That seems to be something that everybody's like, what do I wear?
That's one of the things. Everyone's asking, what should you wear to it? Well, what are you guys wearing?
If you come with black tie, I will...
Theo's wearing flares.
Not just flares.
Tight, colourful t-shirt and flares.
Yeah.
And a fez.
Anybody who wears black tie will personally escort out of the
quad. Anyone that wears a mask.
I'll just hit them.
anyone that wears a mask, get punched in the face.
In the face.
What's the lineup for the night? Like, what can be expected from 8 through to 2 o'clock?
So, what do you mean?
First up is Theo.
Theo will be DJing to the crowds at 8.
Oh, yeah.
warming up the marquee. And then Stone Saloon should come on at about 8:45 until for an hour or so. And then there'll be a little break where we just assemble things. And then, DJs are on and happening. And then we'll have... There are still a couple of last-minute surprises that we're trying to figure out, so people have things to do. Great food, things like that.
Yes, from the Krail Food Festival.
Yeah, Krail Food Festival with venison burgers, which I'm probably going to... completely go to town on.
Just destroy.
Everybody gets free popcorn. I feel like
it's like salted caramel popcorn and goat's cheese and black pepper.
Cheese, which is all just sitting in...
That's gourmet popcorn.
Flat, which is, it is fine.
Very fancy.
So tasty.
Polly, let's go for one of your songs. You chose Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
This is an AIM.
Remix. AIM. AIM. Why this one?
This was... So Will and I ran a half marathon for the CF Trust, which is...
Woo!
Under Canvas is all in aid of. And I was like 6 paces behind Will the whole way and only had this in my head. And now, all I could think, it wouldn't leave. And now I have a blister the size of my face on my foot.
Which is quite an achievement.
Yeah, it is horrible. But yeah, so this is what I had in my head, and it's been kind of a thing that has been circulating recently. And yeah, it feels like I have diamonds in my chest.
Nice track.
Pillow fights. There's plants in the space. Everyone's losing their shit. It's been amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
On the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She's physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, "Oh,
Simon in the corner room."
As if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes.
Such a nice song. That was Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of Shoes, AIM Private Remix. Sarah, just for me, such a nice song. Tell us a bit about the Mood Room Collective. So, what is it exactly and when did it begin?
It started off as Mini Mood 3 years ago, and it changed to Mood Room Collective last year for copyright reasons. So, it started out with Henry, Stanislaw, and Giro Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my first year here. And then Giro left St. Andrews, and Henry did it on his own last year. And then this year, Clara Engelhardt and Alexander Kirkbride and myself have gotten on board. And so now we're a group of four people, and two of them will unfortunately disappear next year. But yeah, so we're a group of four people who put on Nights of Electronic Music 3 times a month. On Thursdays,
3 times a month.
Yes.
And next year, what will happen if two of them are leaving?
It's a bit undecided yet, so it will be exciting to see how we continue, but we will continue. Clara and myself will keep on going because we're third years, and then we'll see if we can get someone else on board to replace
DJs.
Henry and Alex. Yeah.
Keep it going. How would you describe your sound?
Well, I think that this year it's allowed for more variation because we've played more at the Vic. Earlier it was only at Golf Place, so now we have 2 rooms 2 times a week rather than 1 room, and so we do the social club then and the restaurant bar area. So I think it's harder to define the sound. I guess it started out more minimal, more with the German at a core, and mm-hmm. it still definitely has that, but now we can, I guess we can vary a bit more of what we want to do, a bit more like a happy, loungy, relaxed mood in the bar area. And the social club can go a bit deeper and harder. So,
which is quite nice, that variation.
Yeah, it is.
On Saturday, you're all following Stokes William, which is sort of a London-based folk band. So we were just asking earlier, how are you going to make that transition from a sort of real folk sound to...
We've been discussing this. Maybe some folkish-inspired house music. we'll see, though. That could be a good transition, and then try to... bring it a bit further from the folk before Alfino will be on.
Nice.
So, yeah, it will be exciting to see.
Sounds good. I'm excited. Yeah. I can't wait. One of your choices is Dreaming a Reality,
mm-hmm.
Lucas Rosso, Bruno B remix.
Yes, it is.
It is indeed.
Bruno B.
Bruno B. Why this song?
I like this song. It's... I thought it would be... we were thinking of going quite light for the night because we're warming up, and I think this is a nice, light, deep house track, which is pretty sexy too, and it has a nice feel, so, yeah.
This is it. That was Dreaming a Reality, Lucas Rosso. Now, the question is, what are you going to wear Saturday? The Stand news people have just put out an article saying what you should wear, saying that if you wear a black tie, you'll get punched in the face by Polly. and that you should go wearing, I don't know, patterns, headdresses, crop tops, slogan tees, shorts, flannel, that sort of thing. As if you're at Coachella.
Headdresses would be a challenge.
I want to wear a tank top.
Tank top.
That's a really good idea.
I'm really longing to wear a tank top.
Wear a tank top. I could. You should. Sarah's wearing a tank top. Theo, what are you wearing? I can see you in tie dye.
I think Theo, you should wear that.
Like Steve Owen style.
Okay, we could switch sort of, you know, garments for the evening. That'd be quite good.
Maybe you could.
You should wear that hat that you have.
I will definitely be wearing a hat. did you say flannel was in there?
Like plaid flannel shirts and stuff, I think.
That won't be on.
I've heard it's kind of trendy.
It's kind of trendy.
Yeah, I've heard it's in. Everyone should just wear flannel.
Every trend possible.
He's going to walk up with a legitimate flannel on his face. Wet flannel.
Maybe I could wear a flannel.
You should have a rotating headdress.
That'd be great.
What are you wearing, Polly? As director, you need to, like, stand out.
Well, no, I very much need to blend in so nobody can find me. I'm wearing...
You'd be hiding in the crowds.
No one will be able to tell. I am wearing a red... that's very autumnal, actually. You just get lost in the leaves. I'm wearing a red, like, long-sleeve top with a cut-out-y backy thing, and then a high-waisted, quite short, uncomfortably short floral skirty thing. And then Converse's.
Urban Outfitter special.
Person. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what that's about. Just went shopping. Went shopping. I wanted to buy everything.
I've got no idea what I'm going to wear yet.
Hey, you do. You bought loads of stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really like any of it. All I do know is that I want to have henna all up my arm.
Why not?
And up my neck slightly. But I just realised it's like having quite hairy arms. I didn't think I can henna my arms.
Sort of got natural henna, I guess.
Yeah.
Just sort of curl it, shape it.
I don't want like a... Oh, I don't know.
No, you want a pattern.
It's very tricky.
I'm a great test.
But I think there's quite a few parties going on Saturday day where there'll be a lot of like paint fighting and like Sharpie drawing going on, probably.
Yeah. Please just get into the event. Don't look like too much of a mess.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, if you look too ridiculous, security are just going to turn you away.
Hopefully not.
Because they'll be like, you're dressed weirdly. You must be on something. Go away.
Maybe.
I know that you have a giant penis on your face, but it's fine.
Yeah. It'll be really. I'm really looking forward to actually the day. It's meant to be really nice weather.
Yeah, today is really nice.
Today's really nice. Very windy.
Wind's fine.
The wind speed of Saturday is only meant to be 18 miles per hour.
Ooh, such a geography student.
But yeah, no. The weather should be really nice. 7 should be great in the morning, and then go to your under-campus pre-party in the afternoon. And then rock up.
It's going to be exciting.
Great tunes.
Next song is one of yours, Theo. Clean Bandit by A&E.
No, A&E's the track.
A&E's the track. This is by I've never heard this. I'm excited.
It's a really good track.
Why? Why have you chosen this one? It must be good. Actually, you've chosen it. It's one of your three.
It is one of my three. One of the triad.
The Holy Trinity.
A band from London, make some good tunes, it's very sort of instrumental, and yeah, it's got some beats on there. So
got some beats.
Like
most
music. It's got some beats.
This is it.
I'm a killer, you will see me as a sliver down the street. I make noise and I'm poised like a train. As your poise, I make heat when I tweet. I am the real McCoy.
All the lies that you say to me, you better pray for me, you better kill me or pay for me.
You gotta get what you want, get what you want.
And all the things that I see you do, they make me pray for you. I better kiss you or kill you too.
You gotta get what you want, get what you want.
Clean Bandit. Theo. let's talk about you.
Okay. Some flashbacks now.
Flashbacks. DJ Nexus.
Yes.
This is right. Nexus. Or just Nexus. Yeah,
whichever you want to go with.
Yeah. Okay. When did you get into DJing? Why, how, when?
Who are you?
I started collecting records when I was 12, 13, and I was buying records, and then I worked in a record shop, and I guess that was sort of my, enlightenment period. But basically, I just came to know a lot of different genres because people come in and ask for random things.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go search them out, and in the process, I'd find all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So I was just collecting whatever records I found, and so I haven't got any of those here, but at home I've got sort of a collection of weird
and wonderful records.
So that was sort of my entry into it, and then since I've been here, I didn't do much in my first year, but since then I've been doing sort of kind of regular gigs, part of the B-Sides Collective, and we do some gigs at the Vic as well and around town. So yeah, and I did stuff in London before that, sort of the rave years. But,
the rave years,
I mean,
back in the day.
It's just a haze of crack and
of course not.
It's very, sanitized.
Crack haze.
Yeah.
And next year you'll be carrying on.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Callum and I are gonna keep going and see what happens. And, yeah,
you're quite different from the Moodroom Collective. How do you sort of describe your sound?
I guess at times. I mean, it really depends on what sort of B-Sides night it is. I mean, it's not. I'm sort of playing outside of B-Sides nights as well, so it really depends what it calls for. So I was doing the Anthropology conference the other day, and that was just sort of, I don't know, what was it? Sort of odd dubstep and lots of violins and things. So yeah, it really depends what it calls for. But I guess it's different. It's not so techie and not so minimal all the time, but obviously we can do that as well. So it depends, really.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a very roundabout answer
there. But it's an answer all the same, so that's fine. I've got a question for you, Sarah. Would you like to rate the four of... the four of those in the... I think you do. The four of those in the Moodroom Collective, including yourself, in A, talent, and B, attractiveness.
Okay. Got me stuck in a corner here.
Quite literally.
Okay, so we're four people. Two girls, two guys. So I'm going to be very gendered here, since I'm writing an essay on gender. I'm going to say that Clara and I will have the female roles of providing beauty, whereas Alex and Henry are more of
the talent.
Yeah, okay. Very, very gendered group.
I see. So you're the face of it, and they're the talent.
Exactly.
Is that
what
it is?
That's why we're there too.
That's an answer.
To answer this question.
So no, I mean, it's not an easy question. I won't lie. next track is... What is the next track? Crazy Boldhead Empty Boy Elefino Remix. This is one of yours, Polly.
Yes, this is not part of my life story, but shameless promotion instead.
It's now part of your life story.
Now it is. It's song of my nightmares.
Your dreams.
This is the song we used for the second ticket release video. And it's one of Elefino's remixes, and is quite dark, but very danceable. So I feel like this is probably something that he will work up to on the night. And yeah, people have only heard the first 37 seconds of it, so hopefully they'll like the rest.
So this is the rest. This is it. That was Crazy Boldhead Empty Boy Elefino Remix. Nina Kravitz. Sarah spent over a year now stalking this woman, this DJ. Who is she, for those who don't know? She's a Russian DJ, right?
Yeah,
from Siberia.
Yeah,
Siberian
like,
DJ.
There are great expectations here.
You're stalking. Your comprehensive stalking.
Yes, no, well, have I been stalking her? No, I've just been watching some interviews. I find her character quite amusing, so I guess that's kind of where it... Oh, I do like her music a lot.
Okay.
So it's kind of a love-hate relationship where I like what she produces, and also I really like her sets.
But as a personality.
I find her a stage persona as well. All right. I've never seen her live. I've only gotten feedback that she's quite natural when she plays. And I've seen some video clips of her seeming quite natural. But then I've seen some kind of...
And her characters, what, a bit bizarre?
Yeah, a lot of pouting. I just find her very, like, unsubtle in her flirtatiousness, I guess is what I'd say, in the way she's interviewed. She just looks at the interviewer, and then she has these, like, really awkward glances at the camera where she, like, smiles and giggles, and then she's like, and then she's also very, she's just very airy, which could be that she's just quite, like, eccentric and artistic, but...
But that's, yeah.
But then again, she has these, like... You need to remember that everything is just an illusion, and you have to be strong enough to stay with reality. So sometimes she has these like things in her songs, which works well when she's like,
yeah.
When you're weak, it's hard to keep a man, give a man force and all this stuff. And it works in traps, but when she says it in interviews, you're just like, oh, please get a grip.
Just sounds like quite a character.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to myself later, I think.
Yeah.
We get to that point in the show where I want to ask you a few of these Marcel Proust questions, so if I can sort of create a portrait of you as a person through your answer to these questions. Paulie's done this before, because she's been on the show before. But you two, Theo and Sarah, we've never asked you these questions. So the first one is, what do you most admire in a man and in a woman?
We have to do both each?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Preferably.
I think honesty for both.
Honesty.
Cop out.
That's a real cop out, isn't it? So, such a boring answer.
It's a core virtue. I think there's... Okay.
Next.
Good shoes.
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, I kind of second Theo. just so that I can avoid answering. I have this, like, fascination with lies, and don't like them. So I even have a T-shirt.
Say, I don't like lies.
Lie in big letters and an exclamation mark.
Nina Kravitz have it too.
No, she doesn't.
It's just her life.
Yeah, she wore it at a gig in February.
And so I had to buy it.
It's
such a nice T-shirt.
Because you need to remember that, you know, you need to be strong enough to go against the illusion. No, actually, because I'm allowed to answer for Moodroom Collective, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an answer on
behalf of the Moodroom Collective.
On behalf of Moodroom Collective, and I hope if Henry, Clara and Alex are listening that they won't be against me for saying this, but there is, we have someone who comes to Moodroom Collective often, and he's really, really good, and he dances a lot, and he has a really great bicep for dancing. So I think that great biceps are good. It's a good for dance move, and it's not like sarcastic or diss over the radio. It's cool.
Bicep,
it's
dancing.
Good. Yeah. Hmm? Bicep dancing.
Bicep dancing. It sounds very Germanic. Bicep dancing, isn't it?
I think it's quite Germanic, actually.
I think it's a German thing, like just fist pumping and like bicep pumping. It's a very German way of dancing.
It's very good.
It is good. Thank you. Yeah. Nice answer on behalf of Moodroom Collective.
Yeah.
Next answer. A question. Your idea of true happiness.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I
don't have a ready-made one.
I do have an idea in my head nowadays.
Is this for you, or is this for the Moodroom Collective?
Oh, this is me personally, because unfortunately I'm not that in sync with the rest of my group.
To know what our idea of true happiness is.
But I'm getting to the point where I'm dreaming a lot of summer.
Nice.
So right now, true happiness is just being somewhere warm on a beach. I've gotten this sun urge to go
need your 50.
And just learn to dance salsa. Yep.
Sounds
so
good.
It's a very cliche answer, but that is true happiness in my eyes right now.
I like that. And Theo, what's your idea of true happiness?
In a very general theoretical sense, I guess lack of anxieties.
Next question.
I think it's reaching a level where everything's been sort of peeled back.
Yeah.
It's tranquility.
It's very heavily emphasized.
Smalls look on your face when you say it.
You wanted an answer.
Happiness is not unhappiness.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's fair enough, to be fair.
To be tranquil, to be, you know, at ease.
To be at one with oneself, yeah.
It's not to have
absolutely.
Pressures.
Totally agree.
So, yeah.
If not yourself, who would you be? Lenny Kravitz and Nina Kravitz. Each other.
I was actually just thinking the other day that I really wish I were Jesus.
You wish you were Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking that I could like heal people and yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Ends quite sort of in a quite a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it does end in quite a nasty way.
Yeah, no, I.
But you would, you know.
You know, committed suicide before.
You know,
yeah.
You'd be back on top of.
But if I were Jesus, I would be such a good person that I would just go through it. Alright, well, the Bible does say that he's happened, so yeah.
Yeah.
And
just your eyes.
Theo, who would you be?
Asher D from So Solid Cream.
Great answer. let's
because
go on.
He has actually himself likened himself to Jesus.
Has he?
Yeah.
So you'd both be Jesus-like characters,
so
if you could be.
So by you sort of, by implication, also tick the Jesus box. Should be
tick that box. Next song is one of the Mood Room Collective's one. It's Mandy's Superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
Why this song, Sarah?
Feeling superstitious.
Jesus always did it.
Jesus. No, Jesus was not superstitious.
Enough Jesus analogies.
Yeah. I'm going to answer that question.
You answer.
Oh, everyone's just falling apart.
So it's a little build from last track. Yeah, probably a bit further into the set for Saturday night. Yep.
And this is it. That was Superstitious by Mandy. Coming very fast to the end of the show. So sad. Gone so quickly. It has gone quite quickly, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, really has.
We're all excited for Saturday. What's it in aid of again? Just to remind everyone.
It's all in aid.
What's the event? What's it for? What is it?
It's this Saturday.
No.
Yeah, Under Canvas is all in aid of cystic fibrosis. So that's going really well. I think the total, excluding what we're going to raise on the night as well, is about £1,500 from our half marathon and Tom Curry grew a mustache. Outrageous amount of money in November, and he's coming out tonight. So that's super exciting.
That's fun.
Super
exciting. Should anyone want to get a ticket, can they get hold of any before
the
event?
We'll be releasing we only have a few left, so we'll be releasing them. I'll figure out how to do that. At either a wristband collection tomorrow, which is 10 until 1 at the Vic, or we will release some on the door on the night. But we will keep you posted via our many digital presences.
Our social media presence.
That's the one.
Which we're all over. The last track is one of the Mood Room ones. Alexis Raphael, Kitchens and Bedrooms, Sunset Remix. Why this track?
Well, that has a funny answer, actually. I don't know, because... Alex was meant to be here, but he couldn't make it, unfortunately. So he said he wanted this track on the show, so I haven't listened to it too much, but I trust his taste. So
it's a surprise for us all.
A nice track, yeah.
Ace, that's it. See you all at Under Canvas on Saturday.